WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A question we hear fairly frequently during the tropical cyclone season concerns landfalling storms and friction. That is, does the friction over land kill a tropical cyclone? The short answer to that question is no. During landfall, the increased friction over land acts to both decrease the sustained wind and also to increase the gusts felt at the surface. The sustained or 1 minute or longer average wind is reduced because of the dampening effect of large roughness over land, that is, bushes, trees, and structures over land versus a relatively smooth ocean. The gusts are stronger because turbulence increases and acts to bring faster wind down to the surface in rather short bursts. However, after just a few hours, a tropical cyclone over land will begin to weaken rapidly. This occurs not because of the friction, but because the storm lacks the moisture and heat sources that the ocean provided. This depletion of moisture and heat cripples the tropical cyclone's ability to produce thunderstorms around and near the storm center. Without this convection, the storm will rapidly fill. Early research using numerical simulations showed that a hurricane making landfall over a very moist region, such as an area composed mainly of swampland, intensification could result. This was due to surface evaporation remaining unchanged. More recent study with more realistic treatment of surface conditions has found that even over a swampy area, a hurricane would weaken because of limited heat sources. Nature has even helped out on this one with Hurricane Andrew, as the hurricane traversed the very wet Everglades, Big Cypress, and Corkscrew swamp areas of southwest Florida. Andrew weakened dramatically, peak winds decreased by about a third, and the sea level pressure in the eye rose 19 millibars. Special thanks to the Hurricane Research Division of the Atlantic Oceanographic and Meteorological Laboratory for the bulk of this information. If you have a question about the weather, tropical or otherwise, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.